This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? Rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of the good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to me, and to the right of me, is none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. As a matter of fact, I just got a little good news on the way back home. My wife actually talked to one of the tea parties that we did not too long ago, and when she was having her conversation with him, she said, he actually asked Stephanie, so why is it that everybody hates Bradley?
Yeah, and you know, I think the reason maybe why he asked that is because after he heard you speak, and of course he was at the prayer that rocked the Capitol when you gave the opening prayer there with the
state legislator. You mean when I use the J word?
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, God forbid you actually acknowledge Jesus. But I think maybe after him hearing you speak, he was kind of maybe a little wondering, why do people hate Bradley so much? And you know what? I thought about this in hindsight. The truth is the people don't hate Bradley. It's the state-run media that gives you the impression like that. So then you think, why do people hate him? After listening to him, I don't understand. This doesn't add up. It doesn't add up because the state-run media doesn't want you to add it up and actually take it.
Well, no, just yourself. Think about that. So we do a tea party here in the state of Minnesota. He asks my wife the question, why does everybody hate Bradley? But he fails to remember that during the time that we had with him, I got a standing ovation.
Right, and I told
him
that.
So it really shows people how foolish. It shows you what they succumb to, how they'll hold the truth and righteousness because they've been deceived by what the state-run media says or promulgates. Yet they say they don't believe it. Yet they ask the question, why does everybody believe it? Well, who told you that?
Yeah, and
who's everybody?
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is, and he knows that because I said, well, you know, the standing ovation that Bradley got at your Tea Party event, he gets those all the time. And, of course, it's the Lord working through. But people are so inspired by hearing the truth, you know, with no compromise, right in your face, and the gospel, and having hope for rather than the doom and gloom.
I mean,
I think it just didn't add up for him.
What a stupid thing to ask my wife.
Yeah, you know, but it's okay. But,
I guess they hate me. I guess, here, let's put it this way. For those that love the truth, those are the ones that listen to the radio show. For those that love the Word of God, those are the ones that listen to the radio show. Those that are patriots and real conservatives, those are the ones that love the radio show. I mean, the only thing I could say about such a comment is that, first of all, it was foolish. Secondly, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe they pay attention to what I'm doing as much as they pay attention to their Bible, and had they known their Bible more, maybe they would understand why I am hated, because the Christ was hated for his love as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I got to throw this in there because, you know, you wrote an article not too long ago, basically, why are America's sworn enemies Obama as allies? Now, we are hated. The Bible says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so do their fathers and false prophets. And Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
No, that's not my Jesus.
He said, the servant is not above his master, so basically, or his Lord. So if Christ was hated by the world, we are his disciples. We are going to be hated as well. Why? Because we stand for righteousness.
Now, you
have to keep in mind, who is it that doesn't like us? The people that are the radical homosexuals, the people that are for the killing of children, they don't like our message. Hey, you know what?
The compromising politicians,
people who don't like the truth. If you hate us, so be it. We'll be hated for righteousness' sake. So I think it's a badge of honor.
It is. So we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, were the patriots that the globalists despise. I didn't say that. They said that. Now, if we knew the Bible and the Constitution, we would understand why everybody hates Bradley Dean and those that love the truth. No, wait a second. We're in this together if we're on the same side. And we need, again, to understand, folks, the state-run media would have you hate the truth. And that's exactly what we see through the SPLCs, through the Freedom from Religions and from the right-wing watches and all these other communist organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood and this administration and the radical homosexuals. As a matter of fact, I think I'm on the hit list again because I noticed posted yesterday was Bradley Dean said that the gays don't have a right to infiltrate federal government. They don't. They don't. It's called crimes against nature. And when you look at every state preamble in the United States of America or the state statutes, you'll find out that they don't have the right to serve we the people. As you're finding that out now after the fact in Houston, saith Bradley Dean to all those that wouldn't listen up until this point, now they're beginning to understand what this is really all about, that you're dealing with people that are at war with God. I hope they post that one because really at length, that's exactly what it is. And they just want you. This small, small population wants you to fall in alliance with their unbelief concerning who we are and where does that
come
from.
Well, you have to understand that our founding forefathers, they established our Constitution based upon principles that they found in the Bible. If there are people serving this nation who go against the principles found in the Bible, go against the principles in the Constitution, go against the principles of our founding forefathers, they're not going to do America good. They're going to do America harm. We need to understand that those who are in office need to align themselves with the word of God if we hope to remain a righteous nation or restore this nation back to a righteous nation.
That's right. To whom the Son maketh free is
free indeed.
Exactly. And again, I would say this. I've said this on the radio in the past, but it was Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, that rightly said, you know, concerning people's Bibles at home, he said, in some cases, he said, I could write damnation on the top of your Bibles because there's so much dust on the top of them. In other words, you don't read the word of God. And that's exactly it. Those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Media are those that are picking up the Word of God and the Constitution.
That's
and
right.
If they aren't, they're going to look at me like, what's the deal here? Folks, we need to understand that you have a federal government right now that is actually trying to target patriots, Christians, and conservatives. Just ask the DHS, just ask this administration. We see who he's aiding. We see the treasonous actions coming from this federal administration. So I'm trying to figure out what is hard to understand. One side is right and one side is wrong. One side is black and one side is white. There's sheep on one side and there's goats on the other. And I'll tell you what, not on my side do you see goats.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see any white. I'm telling you what, everything is black and white and there is no compromise. And it amazes me how people question the truth, but they'll believe the lie.
Yeah.
That's the great lie here.
And that's why it's so important to know men by their fruits for yourself, because you can hear a report on the evening news, you can hear a radio report, you can hear a newspaper article, or see a newspaper article, or even read one. But the point is I think this man was a little
naive.
Trying to understand how can people hate him with after I hear him, there's nothing to hate. It's all the truth. It's all righteousness. It's all hope. And I think that's the impression a lot of people get.
To be honest with you, I think you said it because you're jealous of me.
You know what? I am a little jealous
that's
of you. You have long hair.
It's coming out, yeah.
I really want to get a tattoo.
All right, folks, on the other side of this break, we got Tim Brown, editor from Sons of Liberty Media, and Brian Colfage, who's the most severely wounded U.S. airman to survive in any war. We're going to get him on the line, and we're going to ask him some real deal questions that I'm sure he's going to want to serve up for us. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, real quick, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Michael calling from Los Angeles, California. We got to make this real quick. Mikey, you got 1 minute. Fill it with words, my friend.
Well, okay. You said how long do I have?
You have 1 minute. We got a guest on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we got 1 hour, and we got to cram what we can cram into that hour, so go for it.
Well, I'm going to have to call you sometime, or I'll leave my number or something where I can land to a program to get rid of the left, make it irrelevant. And that's what they hate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They hate to be irrelevant.
Yep.
And this will make them so irrelevant that people will forget they ever were around in about 50 years.
Well, this is what I say, Mike. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So let's actually bring them to extinction. I mean, I think that's the right way to do that. And the way to do that is actually enforce the laws against their crimes, because for the most part, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way up to Minnesota, I mean, what we see is people tolerating their crimes, because when we're talking about the left, that's really what we're saying is they're lawless. They're not abiding by the laws of our constitutional republic. So therefore, let's say goodbye to them and put them where they belong, right behind bars.
Well, we have a problem with them. You see, they refuse to obey the law of God.
Amen.
So why wouldn't they refuse to obey the law of man?
No,
perfectly logical there.
And I agree, but the point is we are the law. We have 312 million people in this country, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. It's when the people forget that they're the law of this republic, that's when the republic is going to, it's not going to consist, it's not going to go forward anymore. And that's
right.
What we have to do is come down
to protect the law. We have to incorporate God in our system.
Amen.
Otherwise, our law becomes non-law, and that's what happened. We threw God out of school in 62.
Yep.
And so what that did, and people don't realize this, what that did was destroy the republic. It ended. What we have right now is whited sepulchres full of dead men's bones.
Amen.
And so unless we change that, we can huff and puff all we want, and we will not get anywhere.
That's right.
So my what I was going to talk about in detail was how we bring this country into line with God's law with only a few people actually working on it. In other words, that 3.5%, 3%, just as in the War for Liberty.
Right, that's right.
And so what we need to do is give those people the information that they can use, and I know what it is, and they can use it from their kitchen sink to affect Washington, D.C., and I have done that. I have used my information since 1990 against congressmen and senators, and I've called over 30 of them and told them what they were going to do through their staffs. And I said, you're going to do what God wants you to do. And I laid it out. And I said, if you fail to do it, if you are a Catholic as I am, if you're a non-Catholic, if you're a liberal, a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, whatever, you will do what God wants or you will not have your office in the next election. And so help me, they all lost.
Amen. Well, that's
we're talking about people like Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Daschle, Traficant, Duke Cunningham. We're talking about, and those two, I told them they were going to the federal pen 2 years before they went.
Amen. So,
thank you.
Well, we appreciate the time, and we thank you for the phone call, Michael, from Los Angeles. But the point is we got to jump over here. We got a guest, two of them. We got Tim Brown. And, again, we pick up on him, Chase. I don't want him to think that we rudely and abruptly cut him off because we did not do that. We actually gave him an extra minute. So we'll do is we'll give extra time to Brian and Tim. Now, folks, what we have over here is we got Tim Brown, editor from Sons of Liberty Radio Media, and we just want to tell you thank you for jumping on here with us, Tim, first and foremost. And we also have Brian Colfage, who is the most severely wounded U.S. airman to survive any war. And by the way, Brian, I want to tell you first and foremost, we appreciate you. If it wasn't for guys like you, we wouldn't be on the radio, but we want you to know in the natural, you're the reason we're on the radio, and we're fighting the good fight. You've done your part. Now it's time for us to do ours. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You got it. We got Tim on there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, we got Brother Tim from down south in South Carolina, so we'll just start rolling on our show here. So, you know, for an introduction, Brian, can you kind of just lay out a premise and an introduction as to who you are, your history? Because your bio, my friend, is probably about 45 minutes for me to read it. So if you can bring it into a snapshot, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I was born in Detroit, our suburb of Detroit. I ended up growing up in Hawaii through my teenage years. I joined the military, the Air Force from Hawaii, and I got deployed twice, went into Iraq during the first invasion. I was one of the first airmen on the ground in Iraq. My second deployment, went back to Iraq. I wasn't so lucky. It was my military for 2 weeks, and I was in Balad, just north of Baghdad, and on September 11th of 2004, a rocket landed right next to me, probably about 3 feet away, and instantly blew off my legs and my hand. I was fully conscious, remember every detail while I'm laying there, you know, half alive, half dead, with my legs blown off. And, yeah, I got back to Walter Reed, made it back alive, and just been trying to live my life every day and live it to the fullest and not let what happened to me be a waste and, you know, let people know that what's going on in the nation and what's going on with veterans. And, you know, I paid a huge sacrifice, and I feel like I'm highly invested into this country.
Amen.
And I just don't want to sit by the wayside and let things fall apart.
Amen. And that's why we double high-five you, my friend. It's interesting. After Band of Brothers came out, 101st Airborne, this is probably, what, 12 years ago, we got to know probably, what, five, six of the guys. Mm-hmm. And I remember after September 11th, Bill Garnier, highly decorated individual from World War II, was there during Bastogne. They broke the back concerning the enemies with Foy, and during that time, breaking through Foy to basically break the back of Hitler. And right after September 11th, it was interesting that everybody in America was whining and crying about what was going on, and rightfully so in some cases. But instead of whining about it, you know what Bill Garnier did? He got on the radio, and he tells us, you know what, I'm looking for my gun.
Yep.
I have to fight again. And here, this is what I just got to go with my thoughts here. You know, we're in a country where so many have sacrificed to give us what we've got. And I see that, especially when I go to Arlington Cemetery, especially when I talk to guys like you, Brian. And I see what you guys have done. And then I hear come out at the end of your sentence that, you know, I still want to be a part of what's going on. to preserve the country that I've got. I don't think people understand statements like Nathan Hale when he said, you know, the only regret that I have before he was hung by the British during the Revolutionary War is that I don't have another life to sacrifice for my country. I don't think people realize what we have. And it's a sad scenario, but people seem to realize what they have when they don't have it anymore. And now I'm talking to you, Brian. And you are out there doing what you promised that you would do. You swore to uphold the oath of fighting against all of our enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. And you come back, you know, despite suffering what you suffered, you're still willing to stand up again and do it all over again. And I don't understand why I have to get on the radio day after day, week after week, going to this state, that state, and the other state, to remind people what people are doing on their behalf. And I don't know really.
Sacrifice.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of that part of America, again, because of what guys like you are doing, and you're standing up and saying, you know what, I'm going to go out there and do it again. I don't care what happened to me. I'm half dead. I'm half alive. I know what I'm doing, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do it again. So, again, if I can say anything, the best way to honor somebody in this life is really to stand up and actually do what needs to be done rather than to give that person just praise. But I want to give you both. Because, again, understanding what you've gone through, what you're going through, and what you're continuously, you're still upholding your Constitution, my friend. And, again, if everybody in this country had this spirit, we would not be where we're at today. There's no question about it.
Yeah, well, I think you, first of all, thank you for that kind words, but I think you nailed it, is that people just don't realize what they have. And for me, you know, I basically said I had two epiphanies. When I first went to Iraq during the invasion, it was just crazy. And to be 19 years old and seeing how these people live, seeing kids who had no food, and seeing how these people suffered in Iraq, that really woke me up. And that was the first time I realized, wow, you know, what freedom really was. And people in the United States, they don't get it. They don't realize it because they're just born around it, and it's just, okay, it's just what I have. They don't realize it can be taken away.
Yep.
And they don't realize that how fragile it is. And I mean, you see societies all over the world crumbling. And, you know, every nation, every superpower has crumbled.
Yes.
And, you know, I think people just need to wake up to it. They need to realize that this is not a right, really. It can be taken away.
I think you're exactly right. And we talked to so many people who it's like, listen, this free nation that we so are blessed to live in, we didn't just, you know, we wake up, you're born into it, but you don't understand all the sacrifice and all the men and women who have fought, bled, and died and sacrificed.
That's the history that's been taken away from our kids.
Exactly. Yep. And not only them, but also the families. I mean, you know, a son that passes away or a daughter that passed away or a father, the family still has to live with that sacrifice, and they have sacrificed for our nation, and many people in America just don't realize that.
Stay with us to the other side of this break. What I want to do is I want to ask how you've written against the Obama administration. And how big of a threat do you see Barack Obama to the United States of America, and why? We're going to get back to Brian Colfage, and Tim Brown in just a couple minutes here. As a matter of fact, we probably better let Tim say something here.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got Brian Colfidge, who's the most severely wounded airman to survive any war, along with Tim Brown, editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Tim, are you feeling a little ostracized right now?
No, I'm good.
That's okay,
good. I think the things you said about Brian are great. What a way to really uphold what he's given for the country. I think that's great.
Amen. Let's go over to you again, Brian. Real quick, you've written out against the Obama administration. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting us down. But in saying that, how big of a threat do you see Barack Obama to the United States, and why?
Well, I think he's probably the largest threat I've seen in my lifetime, and mainly just for his lawlessness and incompetency and his policies. I mean, everything about the man is a disaster for our nation. He represents everything that's not American, and represents everything that is against our traditional beliefs. And I think a lot of Democrats realize this too now. He's not a leader. Someone who follows from behind. He's someone who doesn't have the balls to really do what's right for America. And
we would say the internal fortitude.
Yeah.
There you go. No, I totally agree. Can you do me a quick favor, Tim? I'll give you the next question. But I'm curious, Brian, when you were in Iraq, can you paint a picture as to what you've seen? And can you expose us to the truth of what was really going on over there?
Exactly. What do you mean? Like, what part about it?
Was it a justifiable attack on Iraq? Was it justifiable? Because it seems like when the state-run media gives us a one-sided slant, you can pretty much look the other direction and find out that's the truth that we've been looking for. And obviously, the state-run media is not giving us that.
Right. You know, I think it was fully justifiable. I mean, no matter what the excuses were that, you know, they were saying I was going to war in there, you know, from the get-go, the moment I crossed that border, I knew it was justifiable when I saw these kids. It was a war zone. It looked like every building was on fire. Dust was everywhere. I mean, these kids had no food. Their clothes were ravaged and looked worn. I mean, it looked like their clothes were made like hundreds of years ago. They were begging us for food. The kids had no nothing to play with. They were asking us, like 4-year-olds asking us for cigarettes. It was just horrible. And I mean, to see the way these people lived and to see how they were treated by the Saddam regime was just incredible. I mean, it's just stuff you can't even understand it unless you're there. You know, unless you see these faces, you see how their lives are, and you see it like firsthand. You know, that's the only way to describe it. And, you know, I think these people their lives were destroyed. And, you know,
when you got to the position, Brian, of actually grabbing a hold of some of these, well, the opposition that you were fighting up against, POWs per se, what were you dealing with on a face-to-face scenario?
Well, we never had to deal with any of that. We just let the Army deal with all the POWs.
Okay.
We were just handling convoy security, so we would just literally bypass any of that type of deal and let the Army handle it.
Okay.
But, I mean, from what I hear, it was just, you know, everyone was given up. I don't want to speak for other people because I really wasn't involved in it, but, you know, the more you got into the Saddam loyalist area, you know, they're terrorists. They torture people. They're totally against American and against freedom, and they want their Sharia law, and what they're pushing out is.
Gotcha. It's all yours, yeah. Sam.
Yeah, Brian, if we can, to change gears just a little bit, you were at Walter Reed for 11 months after you were injured, and from what I understand, you're basically the only guy who's come out with that kind of level of amputation walking independently. And you not only did that, but you and your wife continue to go back to help wounded veterans at Walter Reed. And that's really where your heart is helping veterans. As a matter of fact, that's how I heard about you through a writer on another site who had written a piece on you about what you were dealing with some back charges at the time. But would you share with our audience exactly how you stand the fight now? Because your fight is for our veterans, and can you give us a little bit of insight as to how they're being treated? And what your position is in helping them?
Yeah, well, it started off as just, you know, I never had anyone there when I was when I was at Walter Reed. There was no one who was injured like myself, and so I was kind of on my own in that respect. So when I healing up better, and you know, I was in school, I realized, you know, I heard all these stories of these guys. They're quadruple amputees and triple amputees. And no one like that. There was no one like that but me back then. So I thought I needed to go back and, you know, show these guys that what life is like afterwards and show them that they can live a normal life again. So my wife and I would just go back every summer and go visit and just talk to them, talk to the families. And a lot of them didn't trust the doctors. They didn't trust what they were being told in the hospital that, you know, their life would be okay. So it started off as that. And then the whole really speaking out and helping veterans is just kind of evolved from issues I've had with the VA myself. And I don't know if I was being targeted by the VA, but it sure feels that way. And I had, after speaking, writing a letter about Obama and going on Fox News, I got basically harassed by the IRS, and then the VA sent me a letter saying they did a background investigation on me and I owed all this money. And it just made me irate. I was so upset and so mad because I try so hard. I do everything that, you know, I feel I need to do for my country. And then I feel like I'm being attacked by the government.
Well, you are.
Yeah.
Brian, where is that at today, if I can ask?
Right now the VA is not answering my congressman.
and I've spent a couple of years, it's been about a year and a half going on, and so now I contacted the Wounded Warrior Project, and now the Wounded Warrior Project is making some headway. But basically, I mean, there's so many different facets to it, but one of the things is it involves the Phoenix VA, and the Phoenix VA has kind of been bullying me about the whole issue, and they're trying to say I didn't inform them that I was remarried, which I did, and I even have, like, paperwork on it, and my counselor, who was an ex-Marine who works for the VA, I informed them of my status change and everything, and he has it on paper. But because I went to the media after it happened, and the Phoenix VA was not happy about it, and this is the same Phoenix VA that had all the issues, and these are the same people that... You know, 6 months after my incident is when the scandal broke. And he told them that the error was his fault. This is a VA employee admitting it was his fault. The VA in Phoenix told him they didn't care. And because I went to the media, is that they're going to have to handle it this way. And basically, handling it this way, it was targeting and bullying me because I spoke out.
So did you hear that, friends? We have a trample amputee here that served the United States military on our behalf. He comes home and his government begins to harass him because he's calling out the infractions concerning the government. He's calling them out for what they are. Now, one more question, Brian, concerning that issue. Now, where's the IRS with that? Because to be quite honest with you, my friend, I'd have a real serious problem with just rolling by and letting this one go, because I think you've got them. If they want the bull, or if they want to grab the horns, then give them the bull. Or if they want to grab the bull, give them the horns, I would say. But I would deal with them lawfully in every sense of the word, so this never happens again.
Yeah, well, for the last 2 years, I've been getting audited. And, well, I don't know if you want to call it audited, but they're sending me paperwork saying, constantly asking where I get my money, how I get my money, and I need to file this, I need to file that. And I'm like, I don't have to file anything. I'm not working. I'm a full-time student. My pay is from the government. It's tax-free. And they're like, I tell them this, they're like, well, how do you make your house payment? How do you make your car payment?
Incredible.
And yeah. I was going on and on with paperwork for months with them. And so finally I stopped responding. And then, you know, they're like, well, what are they going to do to me? So, I mean, and then this year again, I get another letter in the mail. They want the same stuff. But I just ignored it. I'm not responding.
Yeah.
You know,
keep it in the light, my friend.
Yeah, and Brian, that really, I mean, when you talk about just making a person mad, when you look at a guy like you who has sacrificed so much for our country and you stand for the values of our country, and like you said, you feel like you're highly invested in this country because your sacrifice has been so great. So here you have a man who's actually doing the right thing. It seems like the more you do the right thing, the more you get attacked by the people who are doing the wrong thing. And if you look at even going up to, you know, this administration, they're the ones that are supposed to be protecting guys like you, honoring guys like you, helping guys like you. And because you speak out against their lawlessness, then all of a sudden you're attacked and targeted. That should make the American people rise up total indignation. This is not right. The very guys that are sacrificing their lives so we can be free and have the opportunity to do the things that we do, you're targeting them? I mean,
under attack, adding insult to injury. Tim, yeah. I'll give you the last question if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, since we're going to go into the break here a little bit, I'll just tell you this. When we put the article up about your dealings with the VA, Brian, from John DeMeo, there were veterans that came out of the woodwork, you know, expressing their support for you. And one of the things is that's the front that you fight on. I mean, you've been very, not a right or left paradigm kind of person. You served even under Gabrielle Gifford, her Veterans Advisory Committee, and now you're serving under Congressman Barber, is that correct? His advisory committee.
Yeah.
And so you're still in the fight for your brothers. And I think people need to realize that your battle didn't end when you came off the battlefield, nor when you walked out of the hospital. You're continuing to engage in that, and you're doing it on behalf of your fellow those who serve in the military.
Well, and namely for us, too. Now, I got one more question, and I can't let you go without asking this first. having fought against Islamic jihadists and having written out against former Homeland Security Advisor Mohammed Alabari, what level of threat is there to America from inside our own government by men who are aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood? Real quick. Oh, you know what? Okay, Brian, I'm going to have to...
Are you asking me?
Yeah, right? Just hold on 1 minute, though. I'm going to have to take a quick break. I'll get that answer to the question on the other side of this break, folks. You got Brian Colfidge, Tim Brown, Bradley, and none other than our little Stephanie Joy. You like that?
I love that.
Stephanie, Stephanie, Stephanie. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Got Brian Colfidge. Again, is the most severely wounded U.S. airman to survive any war. We have the honor of having him on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, along with Tim Brown, and none other than Tim Brown and Stephanie Joy. Now, the question I have to ask before I let you go here, Brian, is this. Now, you fought against Islamic jihadists, and you've also written out against former Homeland Security Advisor Mohammed Alabari. I want to know what the level of threat is there to America from inside our government by men who are aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Curious.
I think it's probably the largest threat we face in our homeland. I mean, these guys are literally tied to terrorists. I mean, look at ISNA and C-A-I-R, however you pronounce it. These guys are proven by the FBI to have terrorist ties. These guys operate within the United States, they operate within our government, and you can see them taking out our policies and taking out terrorism out of our FBI handbooks, and they're chipping away. And they know that they're in this for the long haul. They know that this change may not happen in our generation. It might happen two or three generations down the road. They're just all about Islamizing the United States, no matter how long it takes. And they're all part of the greater plot of the grand jihad.
Well, let me ask you the question again. This is firsthand. I mean, you get to see this from a bird's eye view. You were there. You've done that. You got, you know, the scars to prove it, per se, the testimony. What are your thoughts on September 11th then? I mean, who's responsible for September 11th? And I'm not trying to get you in a gotcha question, but it's interesting that we're told that we're under a jihadist threat for the last 12 years, and now all of a sudden we have an administration that does nothing but entertain our sworn enemies. And we know that within America that the president of the United States is actually, well, his allies are America's enemies. We know this. We know who supports them. It's not the American people at large. We know that it's the communists that just love him in Muslim Brotherhood. They just love him. And, you know, anybody else that hates America, man, for some reason, they just love Obama. So who would you say was responsible for September 11th? I'm just curious.
I mean, I think it's everything that everyone else pretty much thinks it is. I believe it's, you know, Al-Qaeda and, you know, the Islamic jihadists. I don't think the United States are some conspiracy theory at all. I mean, that's what these people want to do. They want to take out America.
No, okay, yep, no, and I understand that, but I guess what I'm saying is, and I understand what you're saying, but saying this from, well, let's go back to James Madison. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And it's interesting that we've been told that we're under a jihadist threat. Now we're finding out that the greatest threat to America is actually coming from the White House. Pretty strange.
Right. Yeah, I guess, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think... You know, when all this went down, everyone was patriotic and, you know, want to do the right thing. But clearly, President Obama and his foreign ties, I mean, that's what's destroying America. And he's, like you said, he's anti-American. And his ties, and who knows what other ties he has with the Muslim Brotherhood and his family. I mean, one of his brothers was allegedly the main financier to the Muslim Brotherhood in Africa. I mean, yeah. It's just...
Is this incredible? Brian, is this crazy? I mean, yeah. We're in America. We're not talking about a third world country here, are we, my friend? I mean, this is happening from our own administration, and the American people, for the most part, they know it, but they let him, well, they're giving him permission for the next 2 years to go ahead and do what he wants to do.
Yeah, everyone just ignores it. There's a lack of accountability on all levels within this administration. It just comes down to accountability.
I have a question for you too, Brian. When you're speaking to people and sharing with them your story and sharing them, you know, what you're standing for and what's going on with this administration, do you feel like after you're done speaking to these people who are really oblivious in some cases, willfully ignorant, do you feel like you're getting through to them after you're done sharing your story, like they're finally understanding? Like you said, we were talking about the freedoms that we have, how people take them for granted, and what's going on in this country and what's going on with the president. Do you feel like when you're speaking to people and shedding the light on this, you're actually making headway and people are understanding from your perspective when you're finished?
I think I do. I can put, you know, a picture to the main issues that are going on. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff happen to me, from, you know, being injured, and now, you know, no one would think a triple amputee who lost a leg fighting for America's freedom would be targeted by the government.
Right.
And hearing it out of someone's mouth in person and seeing that person, I think is pretty powerful. So, I mean, that's why I do it. I just, people need to know it. They need to hear it. They need to hear it from someone who's, you know, experienced it. I think the whole shock value, just seeing me, like, I have one hand, one arm left. And just seeing that is shocking. And hearing what I have to say, I'm sure it's a lot more shocking as well. And just, you know, people need to hear it.
Right. And now, just as a side note here, you are going to school to be an architect. Is that correct?
I just graduated.
Wonderful. That's awesome. I think it just shows what an awesome overcomer you are.
Amen.
I mean, really, I could just give you a high five.
Hey, Brian, I'd give you a hug if I was there, man.
Seriously. I mean, what an overcomer. A guy who went through everything that you went through. You didn't just sit there and just pout about your circumstances and just, you know, while away your life just feeling bad for yourself. And you had every right to do so, you know. But here's a guy who said, listen, you took the best out of your situation, just graduated from architecture school. I see you have a beautiful wife here. This is just awesome. I mean, if anyone can be inspired by your story, first of all, be, you know, smacked in the face with the truth of your testimony, but be inspired by how you went on and got the victory and look at where you're at now. You know, if you'd given up, you wouldn't be here today. And I think that's a great inspiration for students. I think you should be in every high school in America.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I spoke at high school last week. It was pretty fun.
Cool. I bet they love that. Your first one. Well, I hope it's the first of many. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, Brian, one last thing. We did an interview, I interviewed you for a story about the threats of ISIS against our veterans, too. And you've done a story recently on that. Can you tell us a little bit about the response from the veteran that you spoke to?
Well, he just felt that, well, he was told not to say anything about it. He was told to keep his mouth shut, basically, by the military and by the police department there, the sheriff's department in Florida. And, you know, the first thing he did was come to me and said he wanted the story done. So, I mean, it just, these guys don't want to sit down. They want their story told, and they want people to know what's going on. I guess the police department said it was a credible threat. They felt it was credible enough that they were providing security for him throughout the day. But, I mean, this is the type of stuff that's going on that you don't hear about because the media doesn't want people to know what's going on. And there was one other incident, too. You probably heard about it, with the airman and his father were threatened by ISIS probably about a month ago. Did you hear that?
Tell us.
I guess they got attacked online and all these major threats. It was on Fox News. And they ended up moving the airman's whole entire family into, like, a safe house. You just don't. I only know this because I know a friend of mine talked to the guy's wife, and like you don't hear anything about what's going on.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know what's happening over in Europe right now? The people are starting to figure out what these Islamists are all about, and they're starting to say, "Get out of our country." And I hope the American people don't wait that long to figure out what's going on. There's 4.5 million Muslims in America right now, and the President of the United States is actually over in France telling them people, airing this across the globe in every direction, that, you know, America is now one of the biggest Muslim nations. And again, they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. But I'll tell you what, my friend, I got a serious problem anybody threatening anybody from a foreign country in our country. And I know that there's a whole lot of real men out there that are willing to stand up and play the men. As a matter of fact, we even had Pamela Geller exposing these criminals for what they are, these devils for who they really are, saying, listen, I'm armed, and I just want to let you know that there's other patriots armed in this room. So if you want to threaten me, rest assured, you're going to be the first ones to fall. And we have women standing up in this country doing this stuff. But again, I got to say this because it's the end of our show here. I appreciate you, Brian. How do people get a hold of you?
I actually have a website I'm releasing probably tomorrow. It's just my name, briankolfage.com. Or I have a blog, which is woundedamericanwarrior.com. But probably the best way to reach me tomorrow will be my name, briankolfage.com.
Gotcha.
You know, contact box on there. It has all my media and other stuff.
Well, our door is always open. If you ever need to get anything out there, or another veteran that you might know that needs to get it out there publicly, we'll do our best to help you in the process. We've got lots of radio friends. We've got lots of affiliates across the country, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that you guys, now that you're back home from protecting us, we'll do our best to do that for you and your family. And, Brian, with my actions, we love you by what we do, not by what we say, my friends. We're in the fight. You've done your part. We got your backs now.
All right, well, thank you guys all.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Okay, we got Tim and, well, Tim Brown from, Tim, you still there? We're good. Tim's kind of like in the back room, and he's such a, you know, and such a gentleman. He just doesn't want to break in, and it's like, you know, just go for it. Break in there. Put the horns on, man.
A guy like Brian, I mean, you could sit here.
Well, I was talking about Tim Brown.
I know, but what I'm saying is, a guy like Brian, you could sit here for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and ask him questions. I mean, you're asking questions. I'm asking questions. I think Tim got his 2 cents in there, too, but really it's just, a privilege to have him on the radio. If you look at the sacrifice, you just wish you could shake.
You know, one of the things that I want to get out more than anything is the fact that we have a guy that gets 2 legs blown off and 1 arm blown off.
His hand, yeah.
Okay? And friends, he did it for us. Okay? Regardless if you agree with the war or not, then if that was the case, he shouldn't have been there. But you have the IRS targeting him. And this administration targeting him, even threatening those that are coming back as our veterans, their lives from a foreign enemy within. America, are you standing down or are you standing up? We love you by what we do. Sons of Liberty Media.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, capsicum, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.